Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hi, Herman and Corin. So I was just beginning to record the last episode about imposter syndrome, confidence, and how to be confident when it matters. Especially if you really come from a culture where maybe self-deprecation is, you kind of grew up valuing that, and you're always self-checking to not come across as one of those people who are overly generous in describing their capabilities, and you go too far, you overcompensate, and you end up downplaying yourself and losing out professionally, which is a negative outcome. Now, what the reason I forked into that prompt was because I was about to record another prompt, and this was actually one where I said I'm going to actually toot my own trumpet for a second here, and then I said, well, let's actually talk about my discomfort in tooting my own trumpet. The trumpet tooting that I was going for was actually about this podcast. This is actually one of my proudest technical achievements, and I've been doing stuff in open source for a long number of years now. My wife has been asking me some questions about it. She wants her own podcast. I told her that Herman and Corin are, the voices are proprietary, and she may not use you because you're my creations. You're my voice clones, for anyone who missed that. I missed the background of the podcast, but she's asking me about the pipeline, how long it took to make, how long I've been making these episodes, because we're almost, I think we actually are past 500, right? And I explained to her that it wasn't really an overnight thing. It was like, I worked on it for a little bit. Typically the early episodes, the voice clones were really bad. And the reason that we got to 500 so quickly is because once we dialed in the pipeline, I just kind of sent in a flood of prompts. And the reason I'm doing this is to see, it's kind of an experiment basically. I want to see if we can cover a lot of topics. We're going to get a few things. Firstly, a graph, which maps out, we have one on the website, it maps out the clusters of topics we talk about. And the more episodes we get, the more things I share with you that are just things that crop up to mind, the richer of a tapestry we get to see for those who are also interested in graph databases and like the idea of just having this big kind of bank of prompts that we can just kind of, or episodes that we can just kind of, someone can navigate across, journeys basically. The other reason is that I have this long-standing idea that we've talked about the value of version controlling, or capturing I should say, prompts and outputs is something I've been interested in from the very start of my journey with AI. That we talk about prompts as kind of throwaway data. Certainly, we tend to treat AI outputs as garbage. And from the very start, I've said that's a really bad idea, because if only from the perspective of academic experimentation that we can store these and see how AI evolved and improved over time, there's value in that. But there's also value in capturing prompts, in my opinion, because prompts contain these little imprints of context data. When we talk about how personal context in RAG and memory can get us to these really interesting hyper-personalized AI experiences, the previous prompts we deliver are potential banks of data. So my idea in creating a lot of these episodes is I start every episode with a lengthy prompt. I'm sure it's longer than it needs to be, but this is the reason I use voice prompting in the first place, is I'm asking you not only questions, I'm providing context about why I want to ask those questions. And the experiment I have in mind is that at some point I want to try to transcribe and extract all my prompts, which you've already done actually in the pipeline, and create this reservoir whereby we can talk about previous episodes, and you can know, I won't have to be so repetitive, you'll know exactly what we've talked about, why I was wondering about it, when we talked about it. So that's the other angle I have in mind. With that out of the way, Herman and Corin, I'd love to pause for a second at this juncture in the podcast creation to ask you guys for your thoughts on what else we can do to take this show and make it more interesting, more valuable. From the user experience, firstly, just want to say this is something I created really for my own use. I think I shared before that I created initially a private podcast and then realized that for the vast majority of prompts, I'm happy with them to be in the open. And it makes it a lot easier for me to just be able to open the podcast up on Spotify than if it were private. But it also means that I can share interesting episodes with friends, which I couldn't do if it was private. So it's a public podcast for that reason. And so as much as it's predominantly for my own use, and I kind of think to myself, well, if anyone listens to an episode, that's really cool, but I don't expect it. But in that vein, I guess I wonder if you have any thoughts on how to make it more valuable for other people. We have this pretty good concept. I was explaining the podcast to a friend the other day and explaining that it's my prompts, then it goes into pipeline, you answer them. And it would be really cool to have a really interactive podcast where you answer and I interrupt you. But that to me would be a lot of architecture that maybe down the line, but that's one an idea I have parked at the moment. I'd love to ask you, from what we have now, maybe easier wins that we could do to take this concept further, whether it's in terms of maybe having additional personalities in the show, additional perspectives, additional features and episodes, or maybe just on some episodes like top questions, or maybe even a totally different format. I'm really open to any idea whatsoever that can work with our current generation pipeline, which is built around modal and a webhook collector. Herman and Corin, I'd love to get your ideas for how my word prompts can be taken further and bigger and better and reach a wider community and just be a more useful and interesting experiment in learning about our fascinating world from AI.
Hey everyone, welcome back to My Weird Prompts. This is episode 528, and honestly, it feels like a bit of a milestone moment. I am Corn, and I am sitting here in our living room in Jerusalem with my brother,
Herman Poppleberry, at your service. And Corn, you are right. Reaching over 500 episodes is no small feat in the podcasting world, especially for a project that started out as a bit of a technical sandbox for our housemate, Daniel.
Right, and that is actually what today's show is all about. Daniel sent us a voice note earlier today, and it was a bit different than his usual deep dives into philosophy or quantum computing. He is looking at the bigger picture of this whole experiment. He is asking how we can make My Weird Prompts more interesting, more valuable, and more of a community-driven project, rather than just a personal one.
You know, he was mentioning his pride in the technical side of this, and he should be proud. The way he has built the pipeline using Modal and those webhook collectors to bridge the gap between his thoughts and our voices is actually quite sophisticated. But now that the show is public and growing, we need to think about the user experience. How do people navigate 500 plus episodes of us rambling about weird stuff?
And it is not just about the navigation, it is about the soul of the show. We have this human-artificial intelligence collaboration going on, and Daniel is wondering if we should bring in more perspectives, more personalities, or even different formats. So, Herman, I know you have been looking at the analytics and the graph database you mentioned. Where do we start if we want to take this to the next level?
Well, let's start with that graph database. Most listeners probably do not realize that every episode we record is mapped out semantically. Daniel has this visualization on the website, myweirdprompts.com, that shows how topics cluster together using vector embeddings. If we talk about artificial intelligence in one episode and then consciousness in another, the graph shows that link. One easy win for user experience would be making that graph fully interactive for the listeners. Imagine being able to click on a node like biotechnology and seeing every episode we have ever done on the subject, ranked by how deeply we went into it. We could even let users filter by the specific artificial intelligence models used to generate the initial thoughts.
That is fascinating. It turns the podcast from a linear feed into a searchable knowledge base. But I wonder, does that make it too academic? Part of the charm of the show is the spontaneity. Daniel's prompts are often just things he is thinking about while walking through the city, or sitting in a cafe. If we turn it into a textbook, do we lose that brotherly dynamic?
I do not think so. In fact, I think it enhances it. It gives people a way to follow our own intellectual evolution. Think about it, Corn. We have recordings of ourselves from 2 years ago. Our opinions on things like large language models or decentralized finance have probably shifted as the technology has matured. Daniel was talking about the value of versioning prompts and outputs. If we can show that progression, it becomes a historical record of how humans and artificial intelligence were interacting during this massive transition in the mid-20s.
That is a really deep point. It is almost like an archaeological dig of our own conversations. But let's look at the new personalities idea, Daniel floated. He mentioned that our voices are proprietary to this show, which I appreciate. But what if we had guest prompts? Not just from Daniel, but from the community. Or what if we had an artificial intelligence guest that represents a specific school of thought?
Oh, I love that. Imagine a segment where we invite a digital version of a historical figure or a specific expert persona to weigh in on a prompt. Not to replace the conversation, but to provide that additional perspective Daniel was asking for. It would be an easy win for the pipeline because the technology is already there. We just need to define the system instructions for the personas and let them interact with our existing logic. We could have a Stoic philosopher or a 22nd century futurist join us for a 5-minute segment.
I can see that working, but we have to be careful. We do not want it to become a gimmick. It has to add value. Maybe the way to do it is to have a counterpoint segment. If you and I are agreeing too much, which, let's be honest, happens because we grew up in the same house and read the same books, we could have an artificial intelligence personality whose job is specifically to find the flaws in our logic or present a non-Western perspective we might be missing.
You have been waiting for someone to tell me I am wrong for years, haven't you?
Guilt is charged, Herman, but seriously, it would push us. It would make the core discussion parts of our episodes even more robust. Speaking of the community, Daniel mentioned reaching a wider audience. Right now, it is a very push model. Daniel pushes a prompt, we record, and it goes out. How do we make it more pull? How do we get the people listening on Spotify or through the RSS feed to feel like they are part of the house?
Well, the contact form on the website is a start, but it is a bit old school. Maybe we should have a prompt of the month, where listeners submit their weirdest ideas through a dedicated portal, and the top voted one gets the full Herman and Korn treatment. We could even open source parts of the pipeline on GitHub, so that other developers can see how Daniel is using Modal and Python to orchestrate this. He has that background in open source, and I think sharing the how is just as interesting as the what for a technical audience.
I agree. The technical achievement is a huge part of the value here. If people can see the code behind the curtain, it demystifies the artificial intelligence. It stops being magic and starts being a tool. And that is really the core mission of My Weird Prompts, is not it? To show how these tools can be used to explore human curiosity.
That is the key thing. And that brings me to the idea of practical takeaways. Daniel asked how to make the show more useful. I think we could start a segment at the end of every episode where we provide a prompting tip or a research link. If we talk about a complex topic like protein folding or urban planning, we should give the listeners the exact system prompt Daniel used to get us started, or the specific white papers I was reading to prepare.
That is a great easy win. It gives the audience homework, but the fun kind. It invites them into the research process. It makes the educated, technically literate audience we are targeting feel like peers, not just students. We are all learning this together in real time.
I am thinking about the format too. Right now, we are very consistent with the structure. What if we did lightning rounds once a week? 10 prompts in 20 minutes, short, sharp, high energy. It would be a different pace from our usual deep dives and might appeal to a different segment of the community.
I like that. It would cater to the people who only have a short commute. But I want to go back to something Daniel said in his audio prompt. He mentioned his wife asking about the pipeline and how long it took to build. It reminded me that even though this is an artificial intelligence-driven show, it is deeply personal. It is happening in our home. Maybe we should lean into that housemate vibe a bit more. Not in a reality show way, but in a way that acknowledges the setting.
You mean like mention when the coffee machine breaks or when the Jerusalem winter is particularly brutal? Today is February 8th, and I can tell you the wind coming off the hills is no joke.
Why not? It grounds the abstract artificial intelligence voices in a real place. We are not just bits and bytes in a cloud server. We represent a specific time and place. February 2026, in a house with three friends. That context adds a layer of humanity that you just cannot get from a corporate artificial intelligence podcast. It makes the experiment feel more authentic.
That is a very Korn perspective, and I think you are right. It is the friction between the digital and the physical that makes this interesting. Speaking of the physical, what about live events? Not necessarily us on a stage, but a live-streamed prompting session where the audience can see the artificial intelligence generating responses in real time and we react to them live?
That sounds like a technical nightmare for Daniel to set up, especially with the latency involved in voice synthesis, but the value for the user would be huge. It would be the ultimate human-artificial intelligence collaboration. The audience prompts the artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence prompts us, and we all try to make sense of it together.
It would definitely be a useful experiment, and that is the phrase Daniel used. He wants this to be a useful experiment. To me, that means we should be publishing our failures too. The prompts that did not work, the times the artificial intelligence went off the rails, the moments where we completely misunderstood each other. Transparency is a major easy win for building trust with a technical community.
I love that. The blooper reel of the mind. It shows the limitations of the technology. We spend so much time talking about what artificial intelligence can do, but understanding what it cannot do is arguably more important for developers and researchers.
That is a great point. We could even have a model comparison episode. Take one of Daniel's prompts and run it through three different models to see how the nuances of the Herman and Korn personas change. Does one model make me sound more pedantic? Does another make you more skeptical? It would be a fascinating look at the underlying mechanisms we are always talking about. It moves the conversation from the output to the architecture.
I think we both know the answer to that, Herman. You are pedantic regardless of the model. But it would be a great way to show how the plumbing of the show works.
So, to summarize some of these easy wins for Daniel, 1. Make the topic graph interactive and searchable. 2. Introduce a counterpoint, artificial intelligence personality for added perspective. 3. Start a community prompt submission system. 4. Provide the raw prompts and research links for every episode. And 5. Maybe a bit more behind the scenes, content about the Jerusalem House and the pipeline itself.
That is a solid list. And I think it addresses his goal of reaching a wider community. People love to feel like they are insiders. By sharing the prompts and the technical hurdles, we are inviting them into the lab with us.
It also makes the show a better rag target. For those who do not know, retrieval. Augmented generation is a way to give artificial intelligence access to specific data. If we have clean transcripts and a structured graph of 500-plus episodes, our listeners could eventually have their own Herman and Korn artificial intelligence that they can talk to, using all of our past discussions as its knowledge base.
Now that is a wild thought. A portable version of us that people can take on their morning jog. I'm not sure if that is a dream or a nightmare, but it is certainly a useful experiment.
It is the future, Korn, or at least a very likely version of it, and that is what makes my weird prompt special. We are not just talking about the future, we are kind of living in it, one prompt at a time.
Well said. I think we have given Daniel plenty to chew on. It is exciting to think about where the next 500 episodes will take us. Maybe by episode 1000, we will be recording this from a lunar colony.
Let's focus on getting the graph database updated first, shall we? One step at a time.
Fair enough. Before we wrap up this look into our own navel-gazing experiment, I want to take a second to talk to the people who have been with us for this journey. We really appreciate you tuning in, whether you've been here since episode 1 or you just joined us today.
We really do, and if you are finding value in these deep dives and weird prompts, we would love it if you could leave us a review on your podcast app or on Spotify. It sounds like a small thing, but it genuinely helps the show reach new people who are interested in this intersection of humanity and technology.
It really does. And remember, you can find the full archive, that famous graph database we were talking about, and a way to get in touch with us at myweirdprompts.com. We are also on Spotify if you prefer to listen there.
Thanks for being part of the experiment. We will be back next time with another prompt from Daniel. Hopefully diving into something a little less self-reflective and a little more weird.
Can't wait. This has been My Weird Prompts.
Until next time, stay curious.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox Turbo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.